I'm a little irritated with Microsoft right now.
Well, yeah. You want me to send you my John C. Dvorak quote saying Windows fucking sucks?
I come up here and I turn on my monitors, and the monitors for the Windows machine comes up, and it says it's in the middle of doing an update install.
Oh, and so you haven't turned it on since Tuesday.
Don't turn on. No, it's been on for 24. It's on 24/7. It's in the middle of doing an update, which I didn't give it permission to do, and I don't have that turned on to automatically do updates. I came up at 7:30, and it just finished.
But don't you feel secure that your system is properly updated?
I feel secure when I got to use the machine, and frickin' Microsoft is in the middle of updating it. You know what I heard on one of the tech shows? That with Windows 10, if you've got the Home Edition, that's to be expected. They're going to update it whenever they want to, and you have no choice in the matter. I think they started early.
Barry's doing a show at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Let's update it then.
Well, they were
7:55.
I think they updated it. Started at 7. It took until 8 o'clock to finish.
Well, you know, they're just trying to make sure that your environment is safe and secure.
That's nice.
They are protecting you.
Yeah, they're protecting me. You know how they're protecting me? I can't fucking use in the machine. That's how they're protecting me.
But they love you, Barry, and they're taking care of you.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael, the Virtual Yooper. Tonight, MMPR preparations are underway. The Prius could hit 200,000 miles on the trip, and Barty is coming too. All that and more on Late Night. And now, digitally gathering to watch Christmas in July on QVC.
Oh, listen, it's July and there's a heat wave going on, but I hear Christmas music.
Wait, I think it's time for Santa Claus.
It's jingle jangle time.
It's jingle, jingle, jingle. You can hear those sleigh bells ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Here's Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael! Hey, everybody. Welcome to Late Night QRM. Show number 188 or 189, depending. I don't know.
The notes say 188.
Okay. From the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, this is Barry J.
From the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And from the Tug Hill Plateau region of central New York, this is Barty.
And from Studio V, this is Michael the Virtual Yooper.
And it's been a warm one here this past couple of days, guys. It's, well, yeah. Humid. I can't say it's warm. Sometimes it's more humid than warm. it's been very humid, and I guess tomorrow is going to be hot up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're talking about upper 80s for us in the Monadnock region, and probably 90s where Joel abides.
Thanks so much for that.
And it's supposed to be very humid also. So, it's summer. You know, we're bound to get a day or two of this.
I hate it.
Yeah. We're getting, right now, the temperature outside is like 76, 78 degrees, but the humidity is in the low 80s. And it is like unbearable. We have fans blowing just to move air around, just to try to make it more comfortable, because we don't have air conditioning, because under the average, it doesn't really get so oppressive here very much. I mean, where we're located anyway, it tends to be rather temperate. We might get some warm days, but we don't really get a lot of humidity. And tomorrow's supposed to be even worse.
Yeah.
We're supposed to actually get into the 90s in both temperature and humidity.
Ugh.
So my wife and I have decided that we won't go shopping today. We'll wait and do it tomorrow when the temperature is, like, terrible. And we'll go out and hang around in the air conditioning in the grocery stores.
Go buy a window air conditioner.
Well, our windows don't accommodate those.
Because any window will look. You got the casement style crank out windows or the slide to the left windows.
We have both of those. We have some very tall windows that slide side to side that you can't put an AC in. But you know, the thing is most of the summer that's adequate because great big windows tend to yield great big breezes, and you're comfortable. And The little pop-out windows, they're really great because you can leave them open when it's raining. The big side-to-side windows, when it's raining real hard and especially windy, you have to close them to the wind the windows and blow the rain into the house, you know. But overall, it doesn't well, the first handful of years we were here, it was never an issue. But now that global warming has moved in and we're getting warmer and warmer summers and colder winters, it's like, yeah, this is becoming more of a problem. So I don't know what we're going to do. But the big agenda tomorrow is to go out and pick up a few groceries and then swing by Home Depot and pick up a replacement outside door for the garage because the one we have now is, like, totally disintegrated. And we have to use bungee cords to keep it shut because, well, if you leave it alone, it stays shut. But when the wind blows, the door just blows with it. So, yeah, we really got to – it's beyond time. We didn't mind it so much when it didn't lock anymore. Where we live, it's like there is no crime, you know. Not until recently. We did have an intruder come into the yard that the dog barked away. And other than that, there was a prison escape from Denimora that headed towards this area, but didn't quite. They got about halfway here from Denimora before they were killed or captured. But other than that, we don't really have much to worry about. So we never really worried about it. So, you know, now that we're older and things, we're like, yeah, we really need to take care of this bullshit. So that's the big project for this weekend is to get a new door. Hopefully we'll get it in. But if the humidity is too high and the temperature is too high, we might just blow it off for another week and hope for a more, well, can't be next weekend because I'll be in Canada in Hamilton. So, but the wife is okay with that. We talked about it. We're going to try to put it in, but if not, we'll make do for another couple of weeks. But that's what the big agenda is. We're going to go out shopping tomorrow and take our time and enjoy the AC and hopefully come home when the heat and humidity starts to wane.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sounds like a good day to go to the mall. Walk around the mall and people watch.
Well, the mall, we'll go to Lowe's and Home Depot and, you know, compare door prices and, you know, things like that. You know, we'll make a day of it. Stay where there's a lot of nice AC, you know, and then we'll make our decisions later on in the day when things are much more temperate.
I'll be cutting grass. All right, let's talk about
cut grass. Yeah, I wanted to do that today, but we got too much rain and humidity. It's just, I can't cut the grass right now. Especially since I got stuck in the mud last week, and I got to pry a lot of dried mud out from the mower deck.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, I figured I'd wait till it got completely dried and brick hard so I could bring it out in chunks.
That works.
Well, it's a lot better than dealing with it with a big old sloppy mess.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's talk about what we're drinking now.
Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light.
All right, Barty, you're first up.
Well, I'm enjoying some Poland spring water because I've already had a bottle of Beaujolais with my dinner. Oh, no, it was Chardonnay tonight. That's right, because I was enjoying a fine yellowfin tuna steak for dinner. Ooh, nice. So I had some really nice Chateau Saint-Michel Chardonnay with that. And to try to pacify myself with the heat and humidity of the evening, I already had some brandy. I tried to wait till the show, but, you know, I just couldn't.
You were thirsty.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could say I was thirsty, but I just wanted some brandy. So I already had brandy, so now I'm just drinking some Poland Spring pavement water off the parking lot.
Pavement water?
Well, there was that rumor that, you know, the water from Poland Spring, the rain would wash off the parking lot into the spring.
That's love. I love that.
That's funny.
Michael?
Yeah, I'm sure it's just an internet rumor.
Yeah. Michael?
I'm sipping away at a bottle of Stone Ship.
All right.
Crap, a lot of stuff is going on this weekend. I was debating whether to or not to, but nobody coordinated anything with me, so I said, screw it. I'm going to have a beer.
Go, Michael. Go, Michael.
Michael's getting stoned. I mean, drinking Stone Ship.
He's getting shipwrecked.
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 Shipwrecked. Yeah. I like shipwrecked.
Okay, I guess I'm next. I forgot to put my name, though.
Yeah, who's this fruit punch infused vodka person?
That's me.
Process of elimination. MC. There we go.
That would be me. Yes, I.
Barry's the guy that no matter what I'm drinking, I'm throwing some kind of booze in it.
Yeah, well, we went out and ordered Chinese today and from the Golden Walk down in downtown Jaffrey. And so I had General Tao chicken with...
Oh, you're a shitty sushi.
With pork,
shitty
pork fried rice.
everybody likes fried lice.
And I had rum and coke with that. And then before I came up here, I decided to slide over to the infused vodka. So
would that be the pinnacle?
That would be the pinnacle fruit punch infused vodka. Yes,
that tastes great. It really does.
So
just pour it over ice and get stupid.
And I saw somebody said. Another good thing to do is you get kind of like what Barty's drinking, if it's carbonated. I don't know whether you're drinking carbonated water.
No, he's drinking water from the parking lot.
No.
Yeah, the parking lot.
I guess it's not carbonated.
See, it's not carbonated.
Well, okay. It still could be. I mean, there's calcium carbonate in that cement. Yeah. So, you know.
But
this is true.
So somebody...
It's also got transmission fluid in it.
Some antifreeze.
Motor oil's good for you. Yeah, you know, some petroleum in there.
Antifreeze. That gives it that nice yellow color.
There's a ton of dog additives.
It's probably why my kidneys failed.
Anyway, they said you take the carbonated water that you can get, and you mix that with an infused vodka, and it comes out quite tasty. I'm going to have to try that sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, especially if you go to Germany, because it's carbonated water is big in Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not so much carbonated. It's what do they call it?
They have
fizzy.
They have still water, and then they have water, and the regular
still
water.
Avassa. Yeah, Stilavasa, and they have mineral water, and then they've got sparkling water.
Yeah.
It's sparkling. Cause
and if you don't ask for still water, you get the sparkling, I think, or something.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes,
I remember that.
Really,
my days.
I learned something new.
Germany.
Yeah, from my last trip there. Yeah, I asked for just plain water, and I got this sparkling stuff, and I was like, "Whoa, this is
same thing in Russia."
Really?
Generally, in Europe and Russia, if you ask for bottled water, you get sparkling water, unless you ask for Stilavasa or the equivalent of in whatever language you happen to be locally at.
Oh, so well, okay, that's interesting. That's so. Is there a reason why they stay away from the Stilavasa or the still water?
I'm sure there is, but I don't know what it is.
I think they. I think they feel that the spirited water is healthier.
I see. Well, the reason why I ask, and I'm glad you guys also mentioned Germany, one of the places, and I don't give a fuck if it's in the show, that I have already had an interview with one, and I may have to fly down to Georgia for a second interview, is as a field engineer for a company that is headquartered in Germany. And then I have to go to Germany for 4 trips a year, 2 weeks nice. Each trip.
Nice. That
I'll do
cool.
that.
I'd do
I'll
that
do
too
that.
In a heartbeat.
Germany is awesome.
Yeah, I like Germany. Well,
but as a field engineer too, it's 50 to 75% travel, so I'll be doing a lot of shows from the road.
That's all right. Well,
that's all right.
Except for it's going to be like 1 o'clock in the morning for you when we do.
Well, no, but I mean,
no, it's only 4 hours.
Mostly in the United States and most of the United States and Canada.
Hmm. Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, wouldn't be too bad, yeah. You know. I mean, I'll certainly rack up the frequent flyer miles, that's for damn sure.
Yep. Germany's nice. I like Germany.
Yeah, cool. I agree with Barry. Barry's right.
I'd go in
Germany's an awesome place to go.
Yep. Neat place. All right, Joel, it's your turn.
Oh, well, as a matter, my wife and I, as the guys, Barty, thanks very much for spearheading, rubbing my nose in the poo on the floor that I made, which is, me being late usually. No. It was funny as hell. I was laughing because I said to Debbie, we were coming back. She had a wedding to perform. Mm-hmm. So I drove her to the wedding and really, really great people. And they asked us to stay, you know, obviously for the dinner. We went to the rehearsal yesterday, so we're coming back. I said, look, we're driving back. I said, I got to pick up podcasting supplies. I can't podcast sober. There's rules. and they must be adhered to at all times. So I decided, she's like, I'll go in the Market Basket and get soda. I said, all right, make sure you get Sprite, Cherry Pepsi, because for some reason I'm on a Cherry Pepsi kick now. I don't know why. And ginger ale, please. And munchies. And I'll run into the liquor store. I said, what do you want? And she said, well, I like brandy. Christian Brothers brandy, the same brandy my grandfather drank. And I got it, you know, I discovered it through him. That's what we call Old Faithful, Christian Brothers brandy. Mm-hmm. But I also decided to play Mad Chemist. So I'm like, ooh, I could go for a Vodka Collins. Ooh, wait a minute. If I took Crown Royal Apple Bourbon, mixed it with Sky Vodka, cut it with some Sprite, and then on top of that, throw in some whiskey sour mix. That sounds good. Let's try that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm drinking.
And
wow.
Is it what you expected?
Oh, my God, is it delicious.
And the Joel Wallbanger has been invented.
And by the end of the show, we'll find out how effective it is.
Yeah, well, I'm on my very first, because as these guys were so accurately mentioned, there's, for those of the 7 listeners, for the 3 that may have missed 1 or 2 of the episodes in the past, there's Eastern Daylight Savings Time, and then there's Joel Daylight Time. I think that's what the JDT stands for. And Joel Daylight Time means I'm usually frickin' late for everything by about 10 minutes.
Joel Daylight Savings Time, yes.
Joel Daylight Savings Time. I hate it. I don't know why. I diligently work to not be late, and no matter what in the hell, I mean, aside from work, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not late, but I try my damnedest to make sure that I'm early. I'd rather be 15 minutes early than 2 minutes late. That's my thinking, and I'm always 10 minutes late. So I get my chops busted for this one, understandably so.
And speaking of time, I just want to point out right now, and we always point this out, we've done this in the past, but if you know, Michael is in the same Eastern Daylight Savings Time area as we are, but if you, well, of course the listeners can't do this, but you guys, if you look over my shoulder mm-hmm. out the window, and you look over Michael's shoulder when he
yes
out the out his window,
Michael, you cracked me up.
It's so bright.
Open the freaking door. Just the front door, Michael. Thank you.
Hey, you notice what it is out my window.
It's black, like my little heart.
And we're in the same time zone. That cracks me up. All the
yeah, well, my
same
my,
time zone, but 1,200 miles west of you. So.
Yeah.
My window is not as dark as Barry's. But it's definitely darker than Michael's.
Oh, it's bright sunlight outside. I mean,
we saw. Of course, the listeners saw.
19 minutes to 9, and it's bright sunlight outside. That's just wrong.
Sunset isn't for another hour yet. And if you go up on top of the place that shall not be named, because then Barry will play a song.
What are you talking about? I won't do that.
He's going to anyway, now that you brought it up.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. But yeah, if you go up and top of Rockaway, it's even later.
What we shall call the Windy Peak.
The Windy Peak. Windy Peak.
Well, isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, these are just summer breezes. But yeah, 60 miles an hour. I got a kick out of it. We never talked about that, or did we last week?
I think we did.
I don't remember. We did? Okay.
With the amateurs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then never mind.
Good thing Barry doesn't have any seals and crofts clips.
I was just thinking about that, and I don't. God. might have to use that for our backup to the mountain song.
Well, that's
summer breeze.
Makes me feel fine.
All right, let's get into Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
All right. And I gotta say, probably all of us are prepping for next week's MMPR trip.
Woo-hoo!
And when I say planning, I'm thinking about what I'm going to pack Friday morning before we go.
Yeah, Friday morning.
Yeah, because I pack usually Friday morning. You know.
Yeah, but I thought we were hitting the road like 6:30 in the morning.
We are, 9 hours. But I'll pack right before we go.
For our listeners, this is a recap of last year's 2015 MMPR. But for us, it's the On the Road to MMPR episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm eating potato chips. What do you want?
And
I love it, Joe.
At the rate I'm going, awesome. This show will get out in time for the 2016 MMPR.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Or actually, no. You know, that's not true, because you know we'll go back up to Copper Harbor, and it'll be out about then, in October.
Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe if we're lucky. Oh, geez. So yes, I'm prepping. I'm trying to figure out what gadgets to bring and...
What, you said you're a prepper?
I'm a prepper, yes.
Ooh, yeah.
I am a prepper. And,
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to be a prepper, too? No, I'm not.
I'm a prepper. She's a prepper.
No.
Wouldn't you like to be a prepper, too? I like that.
It's the right cola.
As opposed to the left one? Preferably, I would enjoy a nice fine Moxie. You can only get that in New Hampshire, by the way.
Oh, God.
You can just see Moxie. The look on Joel's face.
Oh.
To our listeners, that is.
That's because you're not from New Hampshire. You moved
there. I've lived here for over 20 years. And I'll tell you what, Moxie, if you took the old-time cough syrup, mixed it with the rubber cement used to patch a tire, blended that with making the color of molasses, which I like molasses and maple syrup, so it deceives you in thinking it's going to taste good, and carbonated. That's Moxie.
Breakfast of Champion, Moxie and Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah, there you go. I grew up drinking Moxie.
Oh, that explains
a lot. Yeah, really. Unlike you guys, I grew up in New Hampshire, in the Merrimack County, and Moxie was a staple.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, we had shit that had good flavor, so I was drinking, black cherry Vishnik soda.
We had birch beer.
Birch beer. Yeah, that New Hampshire, too. Yeah. Had birch beer.
Birch beer.
White birch beer.
Hmm.
I mean, the white birch is the tree of New Hampshire, so of course our birch beer was from white birch.
White birches are weeds up here.
Yes, they are.
They grow everywhere.
That's why they're the state tree, because they're everywhere.
Yeah. And they grow from the roots, too. I mean, I'm sure it produces seeds, and the seeds fall and create trees, but mostly they spread by roots.
Yeah, kind of like aspens.
Yeah. Well, aspens the other big one that's up here, too.
Well, aspens are everywhere
beech trees. Beech trees grow like that, too. The beech trees are all over the place here, too.
Yeah, here in northern New York, we have aspens that are, like, growing, and the roots spread out and cause another tree to grow. So when you start ripping out an aspen tree and start pulling the trunk, it starts yanking at another tree. You're like, what the hell? And then you figure out you have to cut down that tree, and then another tree, and then another tree to get all these roots out, because they're all intertwined. They're all like one great big root system. It's like, really? What the hell?
Okay, well, here's the part that the John C. Dvorak can go, rawr, 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 so we can't see the MMPR through the forest. Let's get back on track here, okay?
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny, because we were talking about John C. Dvorak in the pre-show. Because I've got, he used to have an old Tech 5 show on Mevio, and I've got him complaining about how bad Windows sucks, because Barry was complaining about Windows. I said, hey, you want some quotes from John C. Dvorak that Windows totally sucks? I kept those all these years.
Wow, that's cool. So
just funny as hell.
So what else is anybody else prepping for MMPR?
Yes. Joel. Take it, Joel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't step on you.
No, you're not.
Okay,
I said, take it.
Oh, cool. Well, I needed to, I figured, well, you know what? We're going to MMPR, and I need to bring my MacBook. And I thought, oh, shoot, there's a slight problem. My daughter's MacBook, teenagers being teenagers, I guess left it plugged in to almost the second coming of Christ and melted the battery. So it actually bowed off the bottom of her MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, for Christ's sakes. And she does a lot of here and there and traveling about and so on and so forth. And mine, being a normal human being that doesn't leave it plugged in and turned on all the time, she said, Dad, my battery's no good. And I went, here, take mine. So for the last couple of months, it didn't matter because my computer always sits next to the side of my chair watching TV. However, I thought, I got to go to MMPR. I need a battery. So I read a bunch of reviews, and no, it's not an authentic Apple MacBook battery for $99.99, but it is the equivalent $21 replacement battery. And even if I only get a year out of it, so what? It only costs me $20. So I bought one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I got my iPhone 5C.
That's news since last week, right? No,
yes,
did we talk about that last week?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it last week. Yeah, I said I was getting a 5C.
Yeah.
So I got that set up. I got Boss Jock on it, so I can record.
I'm thinking about skipping Boss Jock. What's that? Oh, is that your passport? Yeah, I'm going to try to use the card. I'll have my passport with me, but I'm going to try to use the card.
Yep, got my card and my passport. My card's in my wallet with me all the time. Passport, I already found. Same I have here. That as well. What else? Getting ready. I want new shoes.
You got the card, too. See? Michael's flashing things up on video for us. And
flash video.
as far as Boss Jock is concerned, I'm opting to use just the plain old iPhone memo program.
Okay.
Because it's got a big button, and you press it and it records, and then you press it again and it stops recording, and you can update things. I mean, Boss Jock's cool if you need to have the cart machine and stuff like that, but we don't generally do that. We just record and then we post-process afterwards. So I'm thinking simplicity.
Ah, I see. You know? So what about fade in, fade out?
I do that post-processing, too.
Okay.
So. Damn, you're awesome, Barry.
Well, I take Audition with me wherever I go. So.
That makes it very easy.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I'm pretty quick in Audition. Not that you would know it, since there's four in the can.
yeah, just as cases.
Just waiting to get out. Oh, and Barty, yeah, before you leave tonight, I need you to record something for me. But I'm not going to say here because it's for the pre-show.
is that what you need?
No.
Well, it depends. If it's for this pre-show, it doesn't matter because it's already happened. Or is it for a pre-show for another one?
Well, yeah, it's already happened because it's a pre-show for the one three before this one.
So they've already heard it.
Right. Yeah, they have.
The pre-show has already happened, so you can tell.
Exactly.
So it's already happened, and Barty's already done it.
Timey, wibbly, wobbly kind of thing.
You've already heard Barty say what he hasn't recorded yet.
Right.
Whoa.
Mind blown. Is that
mind blown, exactly. I love it. This is awesome.
But I want to tell you about awesome. A thought that Barty's going to have 3 days from now.
Please, I don't have thoughts very often. You know, usually when I have one, I lay down until it goes away, you know. Take
what a cool
if I know it's coming right. 3 days in advance, my God, I can suck down some wine and be ready for it.
We're going to ride this pony all the way to the end.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to see you guys in it.
But I got to make Well, I think I'm going to nickname this drink the Mad Scientist.
There you go.
One of these.
I like that.
Okay, Michael, what are you doing other than showing us your passports?
What'd you say?
Well, first of all, something that you guys already know, but I will remind our listeners who have already either found this out the hard way because they haven't heard this before. Remember to call your banks and tell them you're going to be out of the country. Otherwise, your credit cards are not going to work in Canada.
Seriously? Oh, that's right. Yes. You had problems.
Oh, seriously, yes. Yes. And right. That's actually really the new thing.
I travel so frequently that I don't have that problem.
I haven't traveled
I travel worldwide. I go to Europe. I go to England. And I've gone to the Middle East. And I've never, ever had an issue.
Yeah, well, I have. Multiple times. Started with the last podcast, excuse me, PAB. I still try to call it that other name that I'm not supposed to use anymore. But, I got to Ottawa and found out that none of my cards worked. And thankfully, the hotel that it was held at, or at least the hosting hotel, basically said, we run into this all the time, no problem. Here's your room key. Yeah, go make some phone calls. We'll enjoy your conference. We'll sort it out over the weekend. So, Thank you. But since then, I called the banks in advance, and they always tell me, oh, yeah, good thing you told us, because next time you stop for gas across the border, it wouldn't have worked. And when it comes to Wells Blankety Blank Fargo, despite the fact that I called them, I called the corporate office, I called everywhere in the world, it still didn't work when I went across the border.
And, of course, I think you told us before, too, I'm planning on stopping at an ATM over there because
I stop at an ATM before I cross the border just in case to have a couple $100 on me,
but US dollars or
Canadian
dollars.
Yeah, no, I get a couple hundred US dollars just in case, and then I get the ATM from Canada to get the local currency, yes, but I want to make sure I've got cash on me going across the border too.
Right. Okay.
And I will vouch for Michael that is a wise policy, because I have run into a situation where, it hasn't been with my personal card, because anytime I've tried to pull money out with my personal card from my checking account, I've never had an issue. But with my company card, and I will not name the card or the company, but when I go overseas and try to do some kind of a cash withdrawal with the company card, I have run into hassles overseas when they weren't expecting me to go.
Wow.
When the company wasn't expecting you to go?
No, the company was, but the credit card company wasn't.
Oh, okay.
So I was over there trying to pull out cash in another country with my company credit card, which I will not name either the company or the card.
Right.
But would not yield me the local currency. So I had to use my personal card, which did.
Mm. Well, that's a pain in the ass when you get back.
Yeah, it is. You have to receipts, and then you have to explain why you have these receipts, because you're supposed to do everything with the company card.
Yes.
And if the company card doesn't work, you have to explain to them why it didn't, which basically means, all I can tell you is, I don't know. This is what they gave me, and you fax them the copy of the receipt that says transaction denied, and then you send them the transaction of on your personal card and says, this is what I did in reply following this. And usually they call me up and say, what the hell does all this mean? And I says, well, it means that the company card
didn't work.
Yeah. And my personal card did. And I want you to pay me whatever differences are involved, if there are any. But either way, leave me alone.
Yeah, it's a royal pain in the ass is what it ends up being.
Yeah, it is.
I've been there, done that.
You know, the funniest thing is, it's like when you're a frequent traveler and you deal with a corporate entity, the people you talk to are not travelers. Mm-hmm. So they have no idea what you're dealing with or what you're going through, you know? So it gets like really, because they're like talking policy and we got to do this, we got to do that. Mm-hmm. We have to have this form and that form. And you're like, listen, I went to this country. I did this, this, and this. And I stayed here, here, and here. And these are the receipts. I can't magically change this to fit the company policy. This is the reality, folks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and after a while, it all washes out. But in the meantime, it's a pain in the effing ass.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, getting back to your ATM suggestion there. The last couple of events I've gone to, it really hasn't mattered because up until this summer, really, it's been really close to a one-to-one exchange rate.
Mm-hmm.
But it does matter this summer because right now it's 77 U.S. cents to one Canadian dollar.
Right. So it's a slight difference. I remember when it was a lot greater than that, where our money really wasn't worth crap.
Yeah. Well, right now, our money is worth more. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's get in over there.
Time for the New Hampshire After Hours theme song here. Our money's worth something.
Oh, wow, for the first time in like, I don't know, how long has Obama been in office? Oh, sorry.
Oh!
Yeah. I just threw up a little
bit. America, America.
All right, you know what? I just figured out the T-shirt that I'm having made when I walk in to the MMPR.
America, fuck yeah!
Did you
America, fuck
MMD?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll building bridges and mending fences all along the way,
and they'll say, "Oh, you must be with that podcast, New Hampshire After Hours."
Yeah. By the way, MMD just posted. I want a T-shirt for MMD that says, this is a blind joke, and I'm fucking offended. But so, anyhow, calling the banks to get the cards all in order. And the other thing that's been happening is it's been crazy EMS calls from my house lately, which is bad, but that's why I'm here.
Nope.
And there is a good side, and that is there's been enough EMS calls in the last week to pay for my rental car.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good.
When I'm going to MMPR, when I'm going to Hamilton on a wing and a prayer, I'll take any financial assistance I can get.
Now, Michael, we do have to remind you that while at MMPR, you cannot go on any calls back in Copper Harbor.
Yes. No, I will turn the pager off.
Okay. We'll make it time. Trust
I know.
Me.
I know it'll be tempting.
Yeah, that's that golden hour will expire before I return.
Yes, I mean, a skinned knee will turn into an amputee by the time you get back.
They know I'm leaving town, both locally and at the main EMS station, because they wanted me to work that weekend. They're like, no. Well, we just want you to work Saturday night. Like, I'm going to be in Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah.
Well, you can't come back for that? No!
Yeah.
Like, sure, I'll drive back, 9 hours?
Yeah, I'll be all up through Friday, but after that, I'm going to be gone. I says, well, why don't you answer your phone? Because I'm going to be out of the country!
Yeah.
And where are you going? Canada? Yeah. Well, that's not really another country. Well,
it's not really another country. It
is. Actually, it kind of is.
Yeah, kind of. Ask Canadians. I think they'd disagree.
Yeah. Well, you know, they would have a strong opinion about that.
It's funny because like so many Americans look at Canada as like the backyard. You know, yeah, it's like, guys, North. It really isn't. It's a whole other country.
I look at it as the front yard. You know, because it's a nice, you know, you want to keep it nice and, you know, present it.
Well, Canada does a pretty good
job.
The
backyard could be all crap, you know. You know, you store all your stuff.
My backyard and trailer.
You let the dog shit in the backyard and stuff like that. The front yard you leave pristine,
right?
No, the fact that I'm actually part Cherokee and part African American, it kind of doesn't go real well. But no. I mean, I'm not overly sensitive to the thing, but I'm certainly not going to tote it.
I don't think we should.
Yeah, I get that.
That'll be my T-shirt. Canada, America's front yard.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well,
pay no attention to the other guys at my table. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm expecting something from Bob or Dave when we walk into the bar for the first time as a group. And they look up, and they're, you know, well, I know between just Barry and me alone, someone's going to have to say, what is the circus in town?
Well, you know, I've been listening to Anthony a lot, and I think Anthony's up there with us.
I think he is as well.
He goes to the tall and big man shop also.
Yeah, he's very tall.
And he,
I don't know if he's like as rotund, I don't want to use necessarily that word, but as Joel is, I mean, let's face it, Joel is a jolly looking guy. He could definitely pull off
Joel.
Santa.
Barty's calling you fat.
Yeah, I think he is.
I'm saying he's a very jolly guy. He could be Santa.
I hear fat when I hear Barty talking right now.
Because you are the,
Barty, just back away from the mic.
You know, Mike, it's funny.
You're fat. You're fat.
Here's the funny thing, Barty, and I love you like a brother. I truly do. But we have not personally met. Michael, me, and obviously Michael and Barry have seen me face to face and up front. And let's just say I didn't always have the beer belly, but I'm a big motherfucker.
My God, I spent 1,900 miles in a Prius with him.
And that being said, it was...
If you have French fries from Burger King, you're okay. Or onion rings.
Joel and I have...
The fat belly came after. It's on top of.
That's called age.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you're blaming it on the Prius.
Yeah.
Prius make you fat.
Joel and I have been forced to be intimate in the Prius.
You are very close. You know, you have
you don't want to hear that. No.
It's a good thing. It's a wholesome.
No,
it's a wholesome.
No, no,
it's
a good thing.
Don't worry. This is not a Torchwood episode. Don't worry about it.
My wife is fine.
I can't quit you.
My wife's, you know, by the end of this trip, let's go to see Michael. You're either going to be the bestest of friends or you're going to hate each other's fucking guts. So I sit in that car. And I'm like, I have no worries. Aside from me supposedly breaking the air conditioning.
Well, we'll wait until we get down to bottom gear for that.
Yeah.
I have some updates.
You know you've got.
Oh, you
best.
Have. Wait a minute. Bibby has some updates. Shut up, Joel.
No, for bottom gear.
That's top gear. But you know your best you've got your back when you're in Toledo. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, that's when you know who you are. When you're in Toledo.
I don't have a song for that.
Well, you got the Brokeback Mountain song. That's close enough.
Toledo is a place unlike any other in this universe.
Kind of like Dayton, Ohio.
Toledo.
Close. Toledo. Yeah.
All right. Are we done with MMPR for now? Well, of course, we'll be listening to it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about you. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess we did. Yeah. As far as everybody's prepped and ready to go.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I've got my room reservations, and my wife is slowly healing. And barring any setbacks, I should be able to go. She wants me to go. She wants me to get the hell out of her hair.
Yeah, I know.
She's like, honey.
She actually texted us all and said, make sure he goes.
Exactly. Well, get the hell out of here.
I mean, after all of your previous texts, she does know your addresses.
Guys, make sure he goes.
Yeah, you know, because I've been.
Just two words from your beautiful bride. Help me.
Help me, yeah, get rid of this asshole. Because I have been a bit of a wet blanket. And, you know, I mean, hey, she's the love of my life, so I do kind of go overboard trying to take care of her. And, you know, she does get sick of it. And she's get to the point like, will you get the hell out of here? And, you know, like, work has no trips coming up, and she goes, don't you have any place to go?
The hell out the house.
PR thing in Ontario. She says, go. I says, no, I don't want to leave you here alone. She goes, go.
Good. So, get the hell out of here.
I guess I'm going. Because, you know, my motel room is free, and there is a fold-out couch if somebody needs to have a room to crash in, like if Joel farts too much and Michael and Barry throw him out. Yeah, I'm only like a couple miles away from you guys, so yeah, I'll come get you, Joel, and you can fart all you want because I fart a lot too, so I'll be used to it. So, but anyway, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
No. Although I have to admit that I do have, even though I never met him, I do have an unusual affection for Joel. He just seems so lovable and adorable. I can't wait to finally friggin' meet him.
Joel.
And it just cracks me up.
And this is the Poland Spring Water guys, that's talking here.
What was that? No. Sorry, Barry.
No, I said, and this is the Poland Spring Water that's talking here right now.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Totally. But I can't wait to meet you guys. And it seems so ironic. I got to leave the friggin' country to meet three guys that are close to me. Well, two are kind of close. And the third one is further away. But Hamilton is closer to me than Michael is. But you two guys, yeah, actually, Hamilton is closer than all three of you are. Because it's a 4-hour drive for me. Whereas you two guys in New Hampshire are like a 6 or 7 mile drive, and
6 or 7 miles. Or six
really,
seven
it's that close? Wow, I wasn't planning on that.
Hey,
Joel, we can leave at like 5-8 p.m. I think
that's a brisk walking and good for the runkeeper.
Yeah, like I can walk that fast. But I'm at about 6 or 7 hours away is what you guys are, but Michael's like 16 from me. Mm-hmm. So Hamilton
16 for you.
Miles?
Oh yeah, that's true. I forgot. Yeah, we stopped in Toledo. Toledo. Yeah.
Oh, Toledo.
Or the MASH theme, you know.
Don't go there.
Oh
don't
yeah. Yeah, we didn't see old Oh, God.
So anyway, the hell are we here in the show?
Oh, well, we're getting ready to talk about the new shelters up. If you go to the G Plus page for Late Night QRM, you'll see pictures of it. And Joel caught me in my writing mistake last night. I posted pictures, and Joel promptly reminded me that it didn't look too weather tight because it was just the frame of the new shelter.
Look at the shape of this. Wow, that's awesome. Don't know how good it's going to be about keeping the snow off your shit, but it's an awesome shape.
It's the force field that does it, Joel.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not. The snow's not going to make it fall down.
No. It will certainly won't.
It'll fall down by itself.
So it was really, like, those bars, you know what? They're got to be what? Half inch, 3/4 of an inch thick. Woo! That'll protect the snow from landing on all the mower decks.
Well, I put some updated pictures today because Amory and I finished the project.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up and there. And so tomorrow we get to move stuff from the old, dilapidated shelter and put it into the new one. And by the way, this one's bigger.
The new dilapidated shelter.
Yeah, the new dilapidated shelter. Oh, again. Sorry,
you
Michael.
You shared those privately, Barry. They're not on.
Oh, aren't they?
The late night. No, you sent those private to us. Whether you meant to or not.
No, I sent it to late night QRM, but I bet you it was the circle instead of. Okay. All right. Thank you for letting me know that. I will update.
Because you're going to go to the webpage. You go, it still looks pretty unweather tight to me.
Well, how?
I'm on the late night QRM page, and the pictures of the. Yeah, exactly what Michael said. The new shelter are up, but the old ones, not so much.
Yeah, I sent it to the wrong address. Yeah, silly me.
Actually, the other way around, Joel, you mean?
I'm looking at it on the late QRM right now.
The old shelter's on the late night QRM.
Oh, that's the new shelter that's on the late night QRM. Look at it. It's a dome. That's a dome on the late night QRM page. The pictures he posted on there are a round dome-like structure.
Yes, and but there's no tenting on it, right?
No, there's tenting on this one.
Oh. Well, it's not on mine.
Yeah, on late night QRM right now on the G Plus page, there's tenting on it.
I'm so confused.
I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I'm looking. Okay, never mind. I'm just telling you. It wasn't on my late night QRM page, but it is on a private posting from.
Yeah,
Barry,
so. I'm not getting on the late night QRM page.
I just plus one'd it right now. Late night QRM.
Yeah, that's because
I just plus one'd it.
Huh? I don't know. It's not there on mine either.
I'm so confused.
I'm going to actually put in a comment right now. Looks good.
What the heck? Post. Just came to life when I said I'm sore confused.
What's that? What happened?
I just said I'm sore confused. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden my phone beeped and Siri came up and said, "I don't know what now." It decided to hang on. And now I lost it, but it came up and said, "I don't understand what you're saying."
Oh, so it thought.
No,
surely...
I don't get it. I checked the web and I know I lost it, but I came up with it and said. It's quoting weird things to me. It's just talking to me. Siri, what are you saying? Hey, Siri.
I think she's falling in love with you, Michael. And
well,
she's afraid
it's never
to admit
worked
it.
Before. All of a sudden, Siri's talking to me out of the blue. I'm getting web searches. I'm getting quotes, and she's saying weird things to me.
Are you charging your phone?
Yes.
You don't need to charge.
So that's why. Hey, Siri
why.
Only works if you have it plugged in.
If your phone's plugged in.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye, Siri. Hey, Siri. Goodbye. That worked. I'm sorry, guys. This is like the first time ever all of a sudden Siri came up and said, I don't know what you're talking about with circuits and stuff. And I'm like, I didn't say, I'm not talking to you.
I'm not talking to you. Stop listening to me.
I'm not talking to you, damn it.
I did share it privately just to you guys, so I'll have to fix that after the show. And get it up there. So that's
Joel
what we've been doing for
the future.
That's what we've been
it's
doing.
The TARDIS thing again.
Yeah, that's true. That's what we've been doing. By the time they get to see these pictures, there'll be snow on top of these.
Probably.
I
don't know. I'm pretty tired of this heat already.
Yeah, I got another day to go, Joel.
No kidding.
What we have today is going to hit you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fan-frick-tastic.
So,
and speaking of the late night QRM page, by the way, the Malamute thing is awesome. I've just been having it run for days here.
That's cute. It's a GIF that I found on Reddit. And I said, being a Malamute
family member.
Family member. Having a Malamute as a family member. That's what I want to say.
It's the Sammy channel. Great.
The Sammy channel, yes. So, I've been catching up on podcasts. And the way I've been doing that on my C list is all the tech ones. Well, you know, they were celebrating New Year's, and I said, okay, this tech news is like 6 months old. Delete. Yep. But I'm not deleting the old Marshall McLuhan hours or the best episode ever. So I am going to muddle through those. I should catch up faster because I am deleting the old tech news because it is old tech news. When they're trying to figure out what's going to go into iOS 9 and they've already had WWDC, it doesn't make any sense to listen to an hour podcast about that.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you.
So I'm catching up, just to let you know. And that's been my week, except for when we get down into bottom gear.
Cool.
Play it, Barry.
No, it's not the right time yet.
No, segments.
I just said that was my end of the Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
So
next is Michael. Michael's
already covered me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Michael, you went out of turn. Shame on you.
Hey. He's at the tip of a penis. Give him a break.
And Barty, you did too. Jeez.
Yes, I did.
All right. So that means... Oh, crap. I'm on the wrong... Thank you. Here we go. It's time for Geek's Corner.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
All right, and apparently I'm the only person to put stuff in here.
I do have something to put in. All right, I'll type in there. Go ahead.
Well, I'll continue. I'll go and you can type in. I got to say that last Wednesday was Happy Birthday Amazon and it was Amazon Prime Day. What a big letdown that was.
Yeah. Hey, here's a question I got for you guys.
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed the price of Amazon Prime went like way up from, you know, the initial
last year
when we all signed up and it was $89 for a year?
Oh, it's I think it's still $90.
No.
Or is it $99 now?
$10. It was $89, now it's $99.
$99, yeah.
My wife has said it went up to $169.
No.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
Maybe for her, but not for me. How was that again?
Was she looking at the Amazon?
Yeah, I like that.
Looking at the UK Amazon page?
Send it to me.
Yeah, you know what? When she said, I'm like, how the hell could it over? You know, more than double.
I would say that would be a big mistake on their part because it was $169. Exactly. I'd probably be saying ciao.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I'm like, that's crazy.
$99's okay because you figure that's still less than $10 a month and.
Right.
I mean, we use it, we use it all the time for everything.
Less than $10 a month. It is $10 a month.
So it's a little less. Just barely.
It's like
less.
$89 to $99.
Yeah, I know, but there's 12 months to a year, so it's less than $10.
Yeah, so that's $10.
Okay, buddy. That must be that new math you're doing.
I agree with you. I think it's worth it if you're like.
Wait a minute. If it was $10 a month and it's 12 months a year,
that'd be $120
a year. It was $89 and it went up to $99.
Right. So it's less than $10 a year.
So it's less than $10 per month, because it only equals $100 over 12 months.
$8.25, actually.
Thank you.
Okay, so Michael is the rational...
I saw Michael. He was sitting there doing that Korean adding thing with his fingers on the table.
He had the yes, yes. The Epicus is never wrong.
Sliding beads all over.
Epicus is correct.
Jeez. I remember those commercials with the I think it was Korean kids, and they were trying, there was a course you could take, and it would teach you how you were flipping your fingers on the table like this, and they could do math real quick. And you probably don't remember. It was an old commercial.
Yeah, I remember that, but I didn't buy into it. And that's why I can't do math real quick.
That's all right. Neither can I. So anyway, so it was prime time, prime day. Happy Prime Day, which was, I've heard it described as Amazon's garage sale. But
yeah,
my wife did jump on there, and in the morning she saw Bluetooth speakers. It was a set of Bluetooth speakers that actually did left and right channels.
Well, you kind of need both.
So she ordered it. And I said, okay, go ahead. And, well, most Bluetooth speakers don't have. I mean, it's mono, basically. But this one, you know, you could, one would play the left channel, one would play the right channel, and you could put them across the room from
each other.
Yeah,
that's called stereo. We had that since the early 60s.
Yes, Barty, but this is Bluetooth now we're talking. And you don't find that many out there. And she wanted some, so she got them. And they, believe it or not, she ordered them Wednesday. They showed up on Thursday at the house.
Wow, that's good.
So I was playing with it, and you had to configure the first speaker, box A, as they call it, and that went with no problems. And then you turn on box B and configure that one, and that's where the problem came in, because box B would not turn on. And so I plugged it in, and thinking, well, maybe the battery was charged. Yeah, totally. Plugged it in, and I said, I don't see any lights, because usually when you plug something in, lights go on to tell you it's charging. And I didn't see any lights, so then I plugged it into box A, and of course, yes, the power button turned red, which means it's charging, but box B, nothing. But I left it plugged in for a while anyway. Still nothing. So I did send email to the support group, the Shark group, spelled with two K's, and explained everything that I did. And I got a quick response back from them that said, "We're sorry that box B was not working. Give us the order, your Amazon order number, and we'll ship a new one out to you. Free of charge, and all you have to do is put the old one in the box and put the labels on it and ship it back." So that's where we are right now on that. A worked. They're sending me a new B box, and I'll let you know next week how it works stereo-wise.
That's cool. But, I'd be interested in hearing about that, because I might order one of those, because that sounds like something I could use.
Yeah, it's, I mean, granted, they're little speakers, so it's not going to have super great sound, but the fact that it's separated, you know, my wife wanted to hear the separation in the music, and she
I don't blame her. I mean, that's the basis of stereo.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And she uses her iPhone for all music listening now. And
thinking, like, when I travel and stuff, it'd be awesome to have separate speakers playing, you know, stereo sound.
Yeah.
Especially if they're small and portable. Yeah,
they are.
And like, it sounds like this is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're not that big.
So, yeah, Barry, let us know how this works out, because for one, I am very interested.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as soon as I get the new B-Box in, I will let you know. I'll have another report. The other thing I had in Geek's Corner was a new mail app called Spark. Which,
is that thing you sent me an invite to?
No, that's Slack.
No, that's like Spank or something. Oh yeah, Slack.
Shut up.
We're all Slackers now.
Slack. Yeah, but Spike and Spark, Spike, Speak, Spoke,
Snot.
Spark is a new mail app, and anytime a new mail app.
Pause here, because
what? Oh, and anytime a new a mail app comes out, I got to try it. I love mail apps. And I'm kind of digging Spark.
A spank kind of threw me off. I just... Never mind. I won't go there. I'm sorry. I'm over it now.
It shows you you've got... First of all, it's got... what do they call
go
it?
Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah,
say it.
I'll think of it.
I dare you. Say it.
They call it a smart inbox, but it's basically all your mail, all your accounts show up in one inbox if you like it, called the smart inbox, which I like to do. And then it puts all the new stuff up top. It does try to categorize personal stuff with versus commercial and newsletters and stuff like that. I just got something. Oh, I got a notification that Joel left a comment on Google Plus. And so the nice thing is you can
left a slipper in your backyard.
Like most of the mail apps now, you can slide it left or slide it right actually, and you can either put it down I switched it. If you slide it slow, it'll put it down into your inbox where you can read it later, or you can just slide it fast and it archives it automatically, or you can tap it and read it, and then you've got options like make a calendar event out of it, or you can put it into various directories that you have there, and the usual mail stuff. But I kind of like the interface to it, and so far I'm enjoying it, and it may replace Mailbox for me, which is my go-to mail app right now. But I'm giving this one a try. So far I like it. So check it out. It's free. And
cool.
It's... It is called Spark.
I gotta say, free is always good.
Yeah.
But a couple questions I have: how does it deal with spam?
Well, it won't deal with spam because it's just that's why I use all Gmail accounts, because Gmail takes care of spam for me.
Yeah. Well. That was the way it used to work for me, because we have the majority of our email accounts are all Gmail accounts. Mm-hmm. And with the last update that Apple made to the desktop OS and to Mail, now it downloads all these tons of junk mail messages that Gmail used to block from Apple OS. And I'm kind of like, why the hell am I getting all this crap now when I wasn't getting it before?
Now, that you'll have to figure out. I don't know, because all my accounts are Gmail accounts, and I don't have a bit of problem with spam.
Yeah, all my accounts are Gmail accounts, and until the last update of the Apple OS, I never
not
had a
all
problem.
Of yours are Gmail accounts, because we use another one. It's a Mac .com address.
Well, I do have a Mac.com address,
right?
But I don't have a problem with that account. Okay. There is no junk mail going to that account. Okay. But all my Gmail accounts, like the BartyCast, and my wife and I have a joint account. Hmm. She has a private account. I have a private account. That are all Gmail accounts that we never ever received junk mail on the desktop. That Gmail always took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not. It's almost like Apple has taken control of the Gmail accounts. And I really wish I could turn it off, because Google had much better control. Because
all Apple's going to do is download the stuff that Gmail sends it, and Gmail should have already gone through and filtered your spam out by then.
Well, that's what it used to do, because I used to log into my Gmail accounts and find all this spam off to the side, but it's not doing it any longer.
Yeah, I would look into it a little more, because I don't understand. Or open it up in regular Gmail, like the web browser Gmail, and see if you see the same mail coming across. If you're seeing it in Gmail, and you're not, or if you're not seeing it in Gmail web browser, and you're seeing it in iOS, and yeah, maybe iOS is doing something, but it should have been filtered by the time it gets down to the, Apple app.
Yeah, I'm seeing it in both places.
Okay. I would check it out. Maybe you got to add some "this is junk mail" more. Maybe it's not seeing it as junk mail.
Yeah, maybe
flag
so.
It as junk mail, and then you won't see it again. So, well, that's it. Joel, you got anything on Geek's Corner?
As a matter of fact, I do. Nothing earth-shattering here, but, I mean, you got, for those who have listened to the show and managed to make it through all 17 hours of it, when I got to the point where I mentioned four shows back, so that was, for those folks who are listening, 6 years ago, I had put together a Mophie juice
Or it could
box.
Be 6 years from now.
Oh, timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly kind of thing. So I don't know.
Who has a flux capacitor?
Exactly.
I'll buy it.
I'll make you one.
All right.
My Mophie juice box that I had for my old 4S, and I put it back together, and it lasted exactly 7 days before I rolled over on it in my pocket with keys in there and destroyed it working on a car. So that being the case, I now have my new, from my last show I mentioned, you guys heard that last Christmas, my iPhone 5C. I'm probably up to the new iPhone 11 right now. And and I'm one behind the rest of the boys. So that being the case... And that being the case, I bought a Mophie helium juice pack for the iPhone 5C.
Wow.
Apparently, there was only two manufacturers because the iPhone 5C didn't sell as big as was anticipated. Right. And so a lot of other manufacturers stopped making accessories for it. Thankfully, Mophie made the helium for the 5C, so it's a, you know, form fit, boom da boom bam bam, and so that should be here Monday,
and broken on Tuesday.
Oh, shut up! It will not. It'll make it to Canada. I purposely, because the one thing I have noticed now, I've had my iPhone 5C. We went to the wedding, but I had it plugged in the car, and I was playing podcasts, listening to Mr. Slater. We were listening to, let's see here, we weren't listening to Late Night QRM. Those guys suck. Yeah. We were listening to
so goddamn long. It's
I know. You know, it blew up in the brain. Jason and Debbie and I were also listening to Anthony at Love Hate Things. So because it was plugged in, I didn't exactly see it, but I can smoke the battery on this thing in less than about a half a day. I can drain it right down. And so I'm checking to see what's using battery life and yada, yada, yada. But absolute battery case is a necessity for an iPhone. At least the older gens, the 5s and 4Ss and stuff like that. Barry shows off because his phone's mostly battery. And
I got to say, that was a pleasant surprise when I got this one.
Yeah.
The battery life on it. Yeah. It's really, really nice.
So, and then I get a little McCheesy case. Also, one thing I didn't notice, or didn't mention, I should say, when I got my 5C, I may have mentioned it in real fast passing, but I've changed cell phone carriers. And I don't know if I went into any kind of great detail about this, but since I've had this phone, no. So I've in moving to the new locale all the way up in beautiful Antrim, New Hampshire, and
nice.
Which is
nice, up, nice locale.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it's as I explained to, as I was saying to my son, we're talking a town area that's 38 square miles and has a total population of 2,346 people. That's a small town, folks.
Yeah. All right. Well, I live in a town that has 500.
Yeah, well, exactly.
When I moved here, we had 650, so we lost people.
You drove them out.
Right.
So that said, I went ahead and I bought an AT&T burner phone a week and a half ago for $55, and I drove all the way up to the house to do some work on the house, only to discover, guess what? I lost complete cell signal once I got out of downtown, and even there, I only had one bar.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And Virgin didn't work at the house. And what else didn't work?
Verizon?
Verizon didn't work.
Yeah.
at the house. Only one, U.S. Cellular.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to find out that U.S. Cellular has rates that are phenomenally good. They have the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. They also have cell service, ready for this, everywhere.
Yeah, they specialize in out in the country.
Way out in the country. The National Police Department uses U.S. Cellular. But when you go south of New Hampshire, into Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, yada, 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 they have agreements with all cell phone carriers to have their signal carry as a priority on all towers, equal to a carrier.
Cool.
And U.S. Cellular has, ready for this, free unlimited calls and texting to and from Canada.
Nice.
Woohoo.
Nice.
Canada and Mexico. Who cares
about that? What about
data, though?
No, the data, I can get data, I can, but it's still, it's at a little bit of a higher, it's at a higher rate.
Yeah, I got the data plan for there just in case, but it still sucks.
Right. I mean, realistically, what I'm going to end up doing is just shutting off my data.
Roaming. To shut off roaming.
Yep. And then from there, once we're at the hotel, I just bang on Wi-Fi.
Oh, my neighbor's at it again. Stand by for shots.
Shoot them. Shoot them.
Shots fired. Shots fired. Repeat. Shots fired.
One item 12. One item 12.
Yeah, really. That's going back a ways.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother, once we're all up and moved in, as you're coming down the dirt road to my house, I shot a movie for you guys. I'm going to post it. I don't know where the hell, probably on Vimeo. Michael will definitely, and he, actually all you guys can appreciate this, but I hearkened it back to Michael because I don't want to word this. You know you're starting to get near Joel's house when the pavement ends.
Well, that's the way it is in my house. My house is right at where the pavement ends.
Yep. So
I'm the last house on the road. You come down to my house when the pavement ends, that's where I live.
Where the pavement ends, go another 3/4 of a mile back into the woods past the swamp on the left-hand side. Now you're getting to my road. Then go another 1/2 mile up that dirt road. Then you'll find me.
That's where I want to be. When we first bought this house back in 2004, that we had the traffic was, we would have a car maybe come down, you know, that wasn't a town vehicle or the post office.
Right.
We would have a vehicle come down maybe once or twice a week. Seriously.
Hmm. Oh, now, wow. That's yep.
Now we have vehicles that come down 2-3 times a day. And on busy weekends, like holiday weekends, it's a steady stream. Cars back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Really?
And it's like, yeah. It's like my wife and I are joking that we need to move out of here because this is getting busy. Crowded.
I thought about what you were saying. You mentioned that once before, Barty. And while I was working on the house, Debbie and I went up and I was doing some work on the in the interior and in the kitchen and also down in the basement on the well pump. And while up, I said to her, hey, keep track, if you could please, on how many cars go up and down our road. So we were there for a little under 8 hours. Four.
Wow.
Four cars.
That's not bad.
Went up and that went down the dirt road.
How are you
going to
sleep at night?
Oh, like a freaking rock, man.
How can you nuts?
Continuous loop of bullet in the background.
How can you nuts? Just
playing on the TV
set.
Behind
like
a curtain.
So he's stayed up at my house before.
He's going back and forth on the curtain and the soundtrack of Bullet, and he'll be able to sleep.
Absolutely. You know what? And then underneath that soundtrack of Bullet, underneath the lights behind the curtain that are shifting from left to right, like a Cylon eye, an ocular eye, real low, I'll have.
And the theme song for Hamilton this year is.
It's going to take me the first week to realize, wait a minute, why don't I hear.
Yeah, really?
Every 5 minutes.
Well, that's also because you live right down the road from the hospital, too.
Yeah, but it's always the cops pulling people over drunk.
Okay. God.
I used to live in nausea. I know what it's like.
Yeah, I can't wait to get the hell out of here. I mean, honest to God, it's funny. We were coming back from the wedding, which was all the way past Raymond, New Hampshire today. So we were coming up 101, and I decided to take, well, I'll just take 101 west and then get on the 101A bypass to come down into nausea down Amherst Street.
Yeah.
And so I'm on 101.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
No, really, it was a good idea because I don't want to pay the extra toll, and I needed to stop at the liquor store and pick up podcasting supplies off of Amherst Street.
Yeah,
so I'm coming down 101 west, and I said to Debbie, you know what? In the not-too-distant future, I can just keep right on trucking. Right up 101 west until I hit 31.
Yep.
I can't wait for that.
Go through beautiful downtown Wilton.
Yes, indeed. Actually, didn't even have to go through downtown Wilton off of 101. Just go up, just past the lights, and then bang a right.
Yeah.
If you're, well, yeah, exactly. That you go off the little northern side of Wilton, which is a pretty little sleepy town.
But there's lots of portals in downtown Wilton that are easy to.
You know what? I still haven't downloaded Ingress to my iPhone 5C yet.
That's because you can't really play it. Well, then again, that's going to lead us right into
acquiring position, downloading latest Intel package.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Yeah, that's enough.
I like that part.
I gotta say, I'm really not playing that much anymore. I mean, I do my one hack a day. I took out a couple big green fields this week. There was a couple others, and I said, yeah, I'm not driving all the way the hell out of my way to go get those. I'd rather go home. Plus, I don't know what's going on with the iOS. I don't know whether this is happening on the Android version of the Ingress scanner, but the iOS scanner, it sucks. It blows. I mean, the maps don't update, and I don't know whether this is actually an iPhone problem or an Ingress problem, because when you're switching cell towers, the maps do not update. And you can't hack a portal if it doesn't show up on the map, if you know what I mean, you know? And they've lowered the speed limit on what you can do with the game, I think, because, you know, I go by and I'll hack something, and if I'm going over like 35 miles an hour, it's done. I can't do anything. I just get hack receive no items on it, and I'm tired of it. Because and then when you stop, you pull over and you want to do something to a freaking portal, you got to almost sit there and wait 5 minutes until it thinks you're not really moving anymore before it'll let you do anything. And maybe that's okay in the city, but if you live out in the country, I don't want to stop every time I stop at a portal, I don't want to wait 5 minutes before I can do anything. So, I don't know.
I haven't really run into that problem, but then again, I have to admit that I haven't really been playing the game that much.
Yeah.
You know, I made level 5, and I got a lot of complaints from people whining about that I was making a lot of short connections and things like that, and short fields.
Yeah.
But I was getting a lot of points out of it, so that's why I was doing it. And, you know, I don't really understand why they're so upset about it. And it's not just people on my side. It's also a lot of frogs are complaining that I'm doing it. It's like, well, why do they care?
Don't worry about frogs. Just don't worry about them.
Well, I took the advice that you and Michael gave me, and I don't worry about anybody's friggin' bitching. Anything that gets me points, I'm going to do. And that's what I've been doing with it. Oh, that's cool, Michael. Ooh. I like it. But anyway.
That's actually a problem, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
It looks really cool. But anyway, I haven't really been playing it a lot, not because of any displeasure, just because I've been overcome with other
That's
more important things. You know, my wife broke her arm and cracked a couple ribs, and Yeah, that's kind of more important than running around playing Ingress.
Yeah, yeah, so, I've been concentrating on stuff at home. I don't have time to, you know, spend an extra hour getting home to play the game. So I haven't really been playing. But, you know, if there was a group or something that wanted to go out or something on a Saturday or something and I wasn't busy, that would still be fun. But I'm just, I don't know. It's, and I noticed a lot of people that were started around the same time I did are kind of fading a little bit too. So, but it's still there. I still play once in a while. I'm still doing the hack a day to keep my count up.
Right.
And that's about it right now. But yeah, you know, but like Joel, if you came up and you said, let's go play Ingress, I'd go out and play Ingress and it'd be fun.
Yeah.
But, I'm just getting a little tired of the way the scanner works now.
Yeah, I'll jump out anytime that you know Mark wants to go play.
Yeah,
absolutely. And otherwise, I just gather enough XM each day to keep those really difficult field or portals that you know the ones I had to go out and set up special microwave links at non-standard frequencies to set up. Those I keep charged, but otherwise,
now when we go to Hamilton, there'll be all new portals there, fresh portals, and you know I do want to waste all of Doug's precious data. Yeah.
I want to waste it. That's like a goal. Is that it?
Yeah. And by the way, in the background, we're playing. What the hell is it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is one part.
What the
this is
hell
significant.
Is that?
There's one part.
Yeah.
That's for it looks like a. That's
being
fun,
held by a pair of needle nose.
Yes.
Okay. And then you all already saw the other parts. The problem is they're not supposed to be two parts.
Oh.
Yes. That's the end of a MacBook charger.
Yes.
Part one.
Magnetized and stuck into the to the charger, right.
The rare earth magnet part broke away. From the charger.
Oh.
All of a sudden,
what
I just watched
it. What the hell is that?
There you go. I watched it fall apart in front of my eyes. Like, holy crap! We just lost the warp drive engine on the Mac Pro 13-inch.
Wow.
So we're on impulse power on that particular machine right now, but I'm sure it'll make it through the rest of the show. It's still showing 99% on it. So
good.
Fantastic.
But wow. I've lost the charger. Oh, my God.
I guess that was the other big news. Well, we're out of Ingress now. But going back to Geek Corner a little bit, the other big news was New Horizon going past Pluto and taking some pretty cool shots. And of course, all the conspiracy guys are out there and say, hey, did you see that thing at the bottom? It had Pluto's head there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching up on that. I mean, I saw that come through, and I saw a couple of those snapshots, and I'm like, holy cool, this looks like some neat stuff. Yeah. Except I've been working my butt off this week.
Yeah.
So they're basically every night this week has been 11 o'clock or midnight, so I have not been able to catch up on anything.
I think it's cool that we can get that detailed pictures back from a little spacecraft that was launched, 9 years ago, and is 3 billion miles from Earth.
Yeah, it takes a long time for that spacecraft to send those images to us, too.
But yeah, talk about ping latency. It's 8 hours round trip.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, seriously. Wait for that act to come back.
Yes.
So anyway, okay. I guess that ends that, and we get into our favorite section, bottom gear.
And welcome to another edition of Late Night QRM's Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and today we have a few stories to tell. Barry, why don't you take it away?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have a story about the Prius.
Ah, I hate the screaming part.
So the Prius is actually currently at Dr. Kenny's.
Yes.
To get an oil change because it's even though the maintenance light didn't come on yet, we are making the trip to MMPR, so I figured, what the heck, it's dangerously close. So let's go ahead and get an oil change. And also, he put dye in last time, the air conditioning, well, it wasn't cooling anything this week. So I said, Kenny, check the air conditioning. And so he did the oil change, no problem. Yep. He said, well, I went in and looked at the air conditioning. He says, yeah. He goes, there's blue dye all over the place.
Yes, there is.
Tell Joe to quit eating those onion rings.
Uh-oh. Yes?
I have an update. Here is the text. I don't know if we can. Here's the text from Dr. Kenny saying,
I cleaned
the dye off. Yeah, and it looks like it's the AC compressor. I'm going to work on it in the morning. So he's working tomorrow extra special on your Prius.
Thank you, Kenny. I just, I needed to know because I need it for Monday morning. Whether the air conditioning's working or not, I have to get to work. So,
you can borrow my bicycle. I have a mountain bike.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm not driving 45 miles to work on a mountain bike.
You want to take the Rav?
Well, you come out here to get it.
Yeah. You could take the Rav with your knees jammed into the dashboard. It's only 45 miles.
Yeah, unfortunately, my wife has plans with the Rav, so that's her car, and she's got appointments, so.
That's not an option.
That's not an option. We are a two-car family
I was just trying to be helpful. Yeah.
So, we're looking at it, and God knows what that's going to cost if I have to get a new compressor. But
he's usually good about finding deals.
It's it needs to be done. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're prepping that for the MMPR trip, and that's the last thing on the list. And and the only other thing I gotta say, Joel, you're getting dangerously close to that 200,000 mark, and it may happen on the trip. So if that odometer starts a rolling, we're gonna be pulling over so I can snap a picture of it.
Okay.
Because I have a picture of it crossing over 100,000. So
yes, you do. Yes, indeed.
But I'm at I'm close to 198,000 right now.
Right. And we're going to be. I'm trying to remember how many miles it is. This trip. It's 9 hours of driving. I know that.
Nine hours.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's about right, because I'm about 6 or 7 hours from where you are, and if they're about 4 hours from where I am, minus an hour getting to Syracuse, yeah that's about right.
I think it's a little under 9 hours, but the way we make stops, frequent stops, it'll probably be about 9 hours, because I remember when we were going to go, when we were going up to visit Michael, we were going to stay at New London, which is just a little bit past Hamilton.
Right.
And that was like 9 hours to New London. So yes. And don't forget, we got to cross the border. And I guess we're going to be crossing at one of the busiest border crossings. So.
Yeah.
So
that's what Anthony says some of his recent podcasts, that it's one of the busiest ones.
Yeah.
So.
So we'll see. And
458 miles. 458 miles one way.
Okay. So.
So be careful what you carry.
Well, I'm allowed to conceal it.
No worries there.
No.
What's this? My toothbrush.
And that reminds me, I need the address to the place again, because I think I accidentally archived the email you sent us, Michael.
And no problem.
Hotel place?
Yeah.
All right.
Mohawk.
Mohawk Lodge, Airport, and Hair Care Center.
Yes. And fried chicken.
Yeah.
It's fried chicken.
Of course, in the corner, in the corner, you can always count on the Tim Hortons on the corner side of the building.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Fried. Tim Hortons are like Dunkin' Donuts in New England, you know, in Canada. Tim Hortons are everywhere.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that was my bottom gear stuff.
Cool. Got you there. Bottom gear. Michael!
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've been communicating back and forth with Joel today because...
he's an asshole.
As I noted above, I'm going to... with going to MMPR and a wing and a prayer. So I'm watching what I'm doing where, but, you know, the family truckster.
Yeah. The family truckster.
Oh. Sorry.
Barry! Damn it.
Thank you. I just had to get in the mood for that. So the family truckster is the one really good working vehicle for the family, except that it doesn't have working air conditioning. The only vehicle that has working air conditioning is the Black Jeep, which isn't very mobile right now.
The Black Jeep.
The Black Jeep, yes.
The Black Jeep.
Yeah, so David and I are using that as the IT support vehicle in Copper Harbor, but it's really it's an adventure just going to the harbor and back. You know how far that is. So
not far.
So I did go to the local Walmart, which is a 2-hour plus round trip from here, and sure enough, thanks to Joel's advice, I saw a plethora of different R134A sources of refrigerant there. So I looked back and forth and wanted to look for one that would seal and relubricate all the, you know, the internal parts and the seals and everything else. And I figured, what the heck, that there was quite a variety in prices actually on the shelf there.
Oh yeah,
one halfway decent one that. I agree there, Joel. But the price in one of them was a pretty good size can for about $24 with the gauge and hoses and adapters and everything you need. So I thought, you know, I know this is a gamble. This thing has actually been down. We don't need air conditioning in Copper Harbor very much, not much out of the year. Kind of like Barney's case there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what the hell do you care about air conditioning in Copper Harbor?
You don't. The issue is that we're going back and forth to town for the boys all the time. And especially going back and forth for Chris, the vehicle does get pretty darn warm. Right. So,
if you're driving on a hot sunny day, it really does get really hot in the vehicle.
Oppressively hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it, you know, more so in a house or, you know, your backyard patio. If you're driving around in a car, I can tell you from experience that even at moderate temperatures, the sunlight can really heat the hell out of the interior of a vehicle.
Yep. So the vehicle actually hasn't worked really well in air conditioning since the Nevada trip. You know how long ago that was.
Oh, yeah. A while ago.
I mean, it was working, but it was starting to act up back then. So I thought, you know, it's been a while. We really haven't addressed it because we live in Copper Harbor. But, yeah, things could have dried out. Seals don't like to be completely dry. And I don't know if there's any refrigerant in there or not, or if there's just enough that, you know, the pressure switch wouldn't kick in so the compressor would kick in.
Right.
But I figured, you know, for $24... it's a heck of a lot cheaper than taking it down to even my friend's garage and having them tear into it just to get, right. You know, I figured it was worth the gamble.
Right.
So this morning I did a standby for one of the local half marathons as a medic, and I was almost bored. That means I was actually, you know, active, but
right.
I almost had nothing to do. And when you have nothing to do, you have no calls. When you almost have nothing to do, you treat people, but you don't actually have to take them to the hospital. And that was really the case today. But got done with that, and I said, you know, geez, I'm only another 7 minutes from Walmart. So we stopped the clock at the end of the standby, and my partner and I that were working that shift zipped down to Walmart. They went and got groceries, and I read through the various documents on the shelf and picked up one of the R134A kits. zoomed back to the harbor because I knew Chris was about to head to town and thought, well, okay, we're just going to read the instructions. Don't tell anybody I read the instructions. And
there's your problem.
Yeah, there's your problem. There's your problem. And try charging it before she heads to town. So, sure enough, as soon as I turn on the air conditioning, hit the button, Max. But I hit the button, and of course the air compressor compressor did nothing. Yes. Sorry. And put a little bit of refrigerant in the system right away, and it was low, but it wasn't dead zero. So there was still something in there, which is a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
It meant that there was something keeping those seals lubricated in there and not from drying out. Yep. No clubs were involved in this refrigerant episode here.
And no animals were injured.
Yes, that too. I started putting the refrigerant in the system, and I kind of waited for it to come up to. It was just about the bottom of the blue zone.
Yes.
And for those that have used these kits before, there is a green zone. And unlike what you would think, the green zone is bad. The green zone means you don't have enough refrigerant in the system. The blue zone means you're right in that cold area, man. Blue is cool. Then there's the yellow zone. The yellow zone is you're getting on the high side of the pressure. And then there's the red zone. You don't want to be in the red zone. So, anyhow, I filled it up right to the bottom of the blue zone, and Chris had it run to town, and she's like, it's not cold enough here to run the air conditioning. I said, well, let's keep it running, and we'll run it through the system, let everything kind of loosen up again. It's been a while. So she actually turned the air conditioning on and ran the heat, which is a good sign. You're like, okay, well, if you got to run the heat, that means that it must be actually cooling. So I went off and took care of something else, and she ran the town and came back, and I thought, okay, it's at the bottom of the blue zone. Let's put it in the middle of the blue zone. There's your problem. I just had to touch it, right, Joel? I couldn't leave well enough alone. Although I'm sure this issue actually has been here all along.
Right.
But
it just surfaced.
I just hadn't seen it yet, yes. So I got it to the middle of the blue zone, and now I got cold enough that the compressor actually shut off because it said, okay, the exchanger's cold enough. We're going to start icing up here.
Yep.
And as soon as it shut off, that pressure gauge went up to like 100 PSI.
Wow.
Whoa. Into the red zone. And I looked at that and I went, wash it. And I thought, wait a minute. I can't turn it off because it's going high pressure when I turn it off. So I cycled the compressor, and as soon as I cycled the compressor, it came right back down in the middle of the blue zone, right where it belonged. And then I sent a text to Joel. I said, hey, Joel, is it supposed to do this? Hoping he's going to say, oh, yeah, when a compressor turns off, it should do. And he came back and said, no. When the compressor turns off, it should still stay at low pressure zone there. The blue zone is for loading and unloading only. The red zone is get away from the tubing. So after Joel sent me the message back that I was dreading, saying that, no, it shouldn't go high pressure, I went out and took a paper towel, wrapped it around the high pressure valve, put a needle nose right down the middle of that so I could depress the Schrader valve release on that, and release pressure until it was down to the blue zone with the compressor off. So now it's blue zone with compressor off, and when the compressor's on, it's at zero, and it's not cooling at all. So that tells me that a backflow valve or a check valve in the compressor itself is toast.
And that valve is called the RCV valve in the compressor. And I'm going to read a little blurb right here. To replace the RCV valve, have the refrigerant recovered. So it's you still got good refrigerant in here, but you have to suck it out into a vacuum. Holds it in a tank.
Yes.
And then pull the compressor, use the plug seals and pipes. Use plugs to seal the pipes. Clean the compressor and remove the valve cover, which is on the side. Remove the RCV valve and replace it. Replace the cover and the receiver, dryer, and vacuum. Refill it with the refrigerant you recovered. Hook it up and it'll work just fine. But it's usually the RCV valve in the compressor is holding it. Slam shut! Slammy! And, therefore, that's why your pressure is peaking whenever the clutch shuts off.
So, after my first comment to you, we're probably boring people to death here. Mel, this is your lesson in automotive for the episode. I was thinking the expansion valve, but if the expansion valve had shut down, then the pressure would go up when the compressor was running. Mm-hmm. So the fact that the pressure is going up when the compressor is not running means that the check valve is not working.
Right.
Which would be the RCV valve, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, RCV valve. Yes. Yeah, exactly. RCV valve or the compressor itself is unfortunately kaput.
Yeah, well, now I think it's to the point where I take it to my buddies down to the place that can do work that can do it for cheaper than I can buy the parts for. But it was worth the $24 to try to get a beautiful bride, some cool vehicle, literally, while I was gone. But that ain't going to happen. I tried. I did try.
Yeah.
But 100 PSI in the low pressure zone, no. So
yes.
Well, I think that information is very valuable, and I appreciate you that you shared it with us. Because
thank you, Marty.
It's some pretty cool info to know.
Well, the big issue is if I had taken it into an AC shop, it would have cost me more to find out the same thing. They would have charged me plus labor and said, "Yep, it's broke." Oh, great. So I guess I'm only $24 into it. And actually, I'm not opposed to taking the compressor apart, but at this point, I think it's time to take it down to my buddies that have worked on everything else in this
Exactly.
truck.
Let them evacuate your system. And you may find that, more than likely they're saying, look, we gotta throw a compressor at this thing. Okay. How many miles are on it? How old is it?
Mm-hmm. And it's coming up on 250,000.
It's well due. It owes you
and
nothing.
You know what? At $250,000, or $250,000 miles, this past week we checked the mileage on it, and it's getting 28 miles to the gallon.
Gee, you can't. Yeah. Wow.
But Joel.
With that kind of usage, you have no complaint,
Joel.
Mate.
Oh, no.
Yes. But wait, the air conditioner's only been used for like an hour.
And it still has 250,000 miles with the revolutions on it. Some of them clutch engaged. Some of them clutch not engaged.
Yes. It had lots of use in the air conditioner in Wisconsin. It was humid and hot there.
There you go. So, I mean, it doesn't owe them anything. And realistically, you can probably, what's that, 2004?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So why do I remember the make and model year, although my friend's cars? I have no freaking clue. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so realistically, if it turns out to be a compressor, and I just want you to know, one, I did drive the family truckster. No, we did not have onion rings. We didn't stop. At night.
The air conditioning still didn't work back then. So.
Okay, so I just wanted to clarify, when you said, hey, you drive the truckster, and I'll drive the Jeep, and Barry will follow in the Prius, and I'm like, I never had onion rings in that truck. I love driving that truck, but I did not have onion rings. I actually turned the heat on because it was a little chilly that night.
It was chilly that night.
That time of night, yeah.
It was chilly that night, and at the same time, too, I remember distinctively several things. One, holy shit, this truck got some balls. Because, I mean,
and
I was.
You were an impulse drive at that point. You hadn't been in that thing with the warp engines running.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but that was one thing that came to mind because I'm like, I'm in a higher gear than normal, and it's just pulling and pulling and pulling. Every time a little bit more on the pedal, she just kept pulling. One, two, I realized Michael really knows these back twisty ass mountain roads real good because he's putting about 1,000 miles an hour on.
Yeah, it was fun trying to keep up with Michael.
In my old Jeep.
Yeah.
In the black Jeep, even.
And he's
black
like,
Jeep with the death wobble.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stay right on him, so I'm going to drive the family truckster, and I know when we got there, because if the front of this Dodge ends up in the ass end of that Jeep, we stopped. And then I looked in my rearview mirror, and Barry's way back there.
Yeah. Oh, God, I got to keep up. I don't know where to stop.
Because I'm like, I'm listening to the turbos pull up in the family truckster, and I'm like, man, I know I'm moving.
At that point, I didn't realize when I run out of road, I'm basically just past Michael's house.
Trees!
Or I'm in Lake Superior.
That's funny as hell.
Car wash.
All right.
Yeah, it's they've discovered at work, by the way, the end of the road syndrome is that with FedEx, when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, you ain't going to make it to the harbor. Delivery is 3 p.m. the next day after. It's like 2-day delivery for 8 a.m.
Wow.
And that's in 3 in the afternoon.
So you pretty much figure 3 days before it's going to be in your hands.
Well, yeah, at least two. Overnight delivery takes about 2 days.
Okay.
Well, it's that Copper Harbor time zone, too, you know. They have to wait for the sun to go down, and it takes forever. So that overnight delivery takes forever. Anyhow, that's geez. Part one. Part two is David's Jeep, which is the same theme song. So.
Come on. I was on another tab.
I'm sorry.
What the hell happened? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Actually, we're going to have to talk to David and have him request his own theme song. I'm sure he'll come up with something. So we'll okay. do that. But David's Jeep is going to be making the trip with me to the rental car place, which is also a full-service garage. We have gone over the results of the YouTube video that Joe was, again, so nice to put together and give me the resources to find out the death wobble in the... Jeep Wrangler, and they concur. So they're going to disassemble all the points of intrigue that we think are going to be the problem, but we're all looking very suspiciously at the frame at this point. Mm-hmm. So he's already got somebody lined up to weld that weekend if it's necessary. Now, one thing I thought about, and I actually haven't gone through the logistics on this, but I'm going to try it tomorrow. That if it is, in fact, elongated bolt holes in the frame.
Yep.
You know, I've got these big-ass ratchet straps. I'm actually planning on going around the axle back to another point on the frame on both sides and temporarily just cranking those suckers down and going down the road and see if it smooths out.
I bet you it will.
I bet you it will too. It's not a long-term solution, but it's actually something easy to test.
Right. When I looked at that video, when I first learned of the Jeep, and by the way, Dodge pickup trucks also get the death wobble. So they both get it. The four-wheel drive trucks, especially the diesels, go figure. They wear out the holes because of the weight of the front end. the idea behind it being is when you looked at all the different points that gentleman pointed to. When he was underneath that Jeep, he's like, here, and he says, you see this little teeny tiny, you wouldn't even think that would be an issue at some of the amount of motion that he was there. He said, but you take that, plus this one, plus that one, and you multiply them all together, and it equals the death wobble. And he went, holy crap. The biggest one was when holes become ovals. Mm-hmm. And when the mounting holes become ovals on those front track arms. Then you really notice it. And then all the other ones just compound the problem and make it worse. So I found it. It was such an instructional, well done video and really clearly pointed out everything. You're like, wow, what used to be a mystery is no longer a mystery. If I checked all the same, at the very least, if you get an urge and you check all the same shit that this guy pointed to, or replace the stuff that he said, look, check for this, that's okay, but if it does this, this is bad. You're going to solve the problem. No question about it. So I found out why.
That's what my friend's going to do.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to jump on you.
No. Did your friend actually watch the YouTube video?
I've told him about it, and I'm going to. I have downloaded it to a thumb drive, which I'm including with the Jeep, because he has a laptop sitting right on his service counter.
Exactly. If he watches that video, this guy's going to literally, stuff that you wouldn't even think would be something to look at, he looks at it and says, oh, yeah, you won't know it unless you've done it to look here. And you're like, oh, wow, I would have ignored that. So, yeah, have him watch it. It will eliminate all the guesswork.
Way cool. And I appreciate the link on that because it's... I've been searching, and this one is just like, oh, geez, this is like the checklist right along. Yeah.
Yep. So
Chris just got back from her walk. It's almost dark out.
It's almost dark. Yeah, it's
almost. It's almost dark out.
It's almost light here.
Yeah, the sun's already cycled.
Now let me go check the door. Hang on.
Twilight.
10:15. It's almost dark.
The sun has set, but it's still light out there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, here. No, we'll do the Studio V test.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you still see blue sky.
Yeah. It's dark. 10:15 here, folks.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
You can still see the sky.
Absolutely. That's impressive. Not anywhere around here.
Yeah.
It's been dark for a long time. It's my turn.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Well, last week, in Bottom Gear, I mentioned about how Daisy.
Daisy?
That's not what's on the list. Daisy. That's not what's on the list.
No, but.
That's enough of that.
Okay, good enough. So I needed exhaust hangers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said I was going to get out there and put them all on, and, well, I come to find out it broke all of them. every single solitary exhaust hanger on that entire system had broken, with the exception of the last one on the muffler. So I bought the pieces, but like a lazy turd, I did not go out and fix it. We just kept using Goldfinger.
Oh! That's what? Not what's what? On there either.
What? We use.
Goldfinger.
I fucking love it. Anyway,
you're in such good voice, Joe.
Yes, if you want to sound like I don't know. Female singer from 1963. So anyway,
and you did rather well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We've been using Goldfinger all week long. I never fixed Daisy, so that's what I get to do tomorrow. I didn't put it in the show notes because I threw Barry a curveball. And so tomorrow is I mingle all the parts and make exhaust hangers for the car. And then on the same note, in talking to Dr. Kenny while he was working on Barry's car, after he worked on Barry's car, he put Ramsey's.
Terror, horror, death. Film at 11. How about a Fresca?
I don't have a song for that.
How about a Fresca? I said that in out of the day blue sky during a conversation with somebody earlier this week, and they looked at me like I was crazy. I can't, it's like Caddyshack.
I'm sorry, sir, you failed the test.
Exactly. Honest to God, you're in the middle of a conversation, you're talking to somebody, how about a Fresca?
You mentioned a 35-year-old movie. And.
But, yeah, it's, so Ramsey's went up on the lift, and because Dr. Kenny said, hey, brother, can I use your truck? I'm like, yeah, I don't give a shit, take it. Debbie's truck? Yeah, go use Debbie's truck. And, he said, came back, he goes, what the F's this wobble? I said, what wobble? I drove it up to Barry's. I didn't feel no damn wobble.
That's because you went down my road. You wouldn't know whether it was wobbling or not.
Exactly, with all the cracks and frost heaves that have halfway settled back down. And he said, oh, yeah. He goes, it's got the death wobble, but in the ass end. I said, that's crazy. There is no ass end death wobble. I haven't Google it. Ass end Dodge death wobble doesn't exist. So he said, "I got to put this thing on the lift." So he throws it up on the lift. Come to find out, the needle bearings are, let's just say, missing from the drive shaft U joints. So he said, "I said I didn't hear a clunk when I put it in gear." He goes, "No," he says, "it's because they welded themselves into a solid block of metal." So he pounded those out and threw new U joints in it. And then took it for another ride, like, all day, everywhere he had to go. I'm like, take a truck for a beat run, beat the living bejesus out of it, and see if you can get it to puke. And so he does that, and he comes back, and says, still got a wobble on a low frequency in the ass end. And I went, uh-oh, low frequency grumbles.
I know somebody else has got a low frequency grumble in their ass end.
So Ramsey's went up on the lift today and got new axle bearings. Ooh. Pulled the pumpkin, pulled the differential, pulled the axles, put new axle bearings in. Problem solved.
Cool.
So tomorrow I'm going up, drop off Daisy, and pick up Ramsey's. then go to the house and do some work.
Hmm. Exciting. And
yes, yes, that's about it. So Ramsey's Daisy and, let's see, Elvira is still sitting comfortably in the garage. I have to actually throw the charger on her so I can drive her up. Because I haven't run that bike since, did I ride? I think I rode it, what, 50 miles last year?
Yeah, not much. And that was probably up to my house.
Yep, I rode it up to your house and back. That was it.
Poor girl.
You know what? It's just one of those things. I haven't got around to it, and I haven't felt the desire to ride it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I understand. I've got a much smaller bike, and I used to ride it regularly until I ran into a kidney failure problem and had to go into dialysis and had a lot of fluid in me, and riding on a bike with a lot of that in me just really didn't work out too well. Yeah. So I stopped riding the bike, and I really haven't picked it up much since. Mm-hmm. Even though I still take care of the bike, I change the oil and all that kind of stuff. I keep it registered, and it's just to the point that, well, my life has kind of changed.
Yeah.
Back when I was riding it a lot, the wife was working, and I was getting out of work and coming home and being alone. So I was getting on the bike and just taking off and just roaming the back roads and, you know, kind of hauling ass and things like that. Whereas now, she's home all the time because I make enough money where she doesn't really have to work. And it's like, well, you know, I can go riding before she gets up, which, you know, I did a lot of that. But ever since I got sick, which also ended my podcasting, but it's I just really haven't gotten back into it. I keep the bike okay. I maintain it and things, but to be honest, I just really haven't
Don't have the desire. Right, don't have the desire.
Well, I have the desire, but it's like...
You don't have the follow-through.
Really have the time.
Exactly.
I don't have to follow through. That's a good way to put it. Because I got the desire. I really want to ride it. But it's like, there's all these other things that I really need to do before I just jump on a thing and take off. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, so, you know.
It's kind of like me and these podcasts. Yeah.
That's a good point. But, you know, you have been pretty good at putting them out. I got to commend you, Barry.
Yeah, ask me how many I put out this week.
All right, you got to take a break.
You got to take a break.
But, man, for a while, you were kicking them out. It was like every other day there was another show. I was like, what the hell? Yeah. I can't keep up with this.
I'm going to try to get the backload all out before
you can hear the scream all the way from Hamilton.
Speaking of which, we are at this call since I joined, 2 hours and 6 minutes. Have we hit the Anthony Marco timer yet?
Not yet. Oh, we should. That's the wrong one. That was an accidental hit. Where is it? Where is it? There it is. There's the AM borderline
crossing.
Crossing.
And by the way, Chris just sent a text saying hi to the guys. So, hi, guys.
Howdy,
Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
She just got back from her walk, as I said. So, she's waiting for Mark to get off of work here.
Hell yeah.
Hardworking young man.
Yes, he is.
Let's get into the next segment. And welcome to Entertainment Last Month, where we discuss stuff that's new to us, and it's probably years old to you, or at least a month old. And I'll start off with, I lost, I stopped watching, I don't know why, because there's so many other things to watch, but somehow I fell off the Doc Martin truck, and now I'm back on, and I've been marathoning Doc Martin this week, and I gotta say, I really enjoy that show.
They're enjoyable. They're really enjoyable.
And they're funny too. I mean, they're light-hearted and just good British comedy. Yeah, well, good British show with comedy bits in it. And one of these segments I watched this week was, there was another woman who ended up obtaining the hotel from her ex-husband. So as somebody said, she got the gold mine, he got the shaft. And
nice line.
And she had this little dog that was following, loved the doctor. Of course, the doctor hates all dogs. And he was backing up one time, and you literally, he's backing up his car, and you hear this, and he gets out of the car, and he goes around, and this is what I love about British humor, because I am a dog lover, and I was horrified and laughing my ass off at the same time. They actually show the wheel, and they show the dog sticking halfway out, you know, knowing that he just ran over with his eyes bugged out. And I said, the dog lover in me was horrified, and the British humor person in me was just laughing my ass off. But I like Doc Martin, and I guess they're going to make a 7th season.
Oh, cool.
So, looking forward to that.
Pretty good.
Yeah. But if you haven't seen Doc Martin, it's on Netflix. It's also on Acorn. Yep. So, okay, so that's my entertainment this week. We go to Michael now.
Yes, well, Chris and I are continuing to stay on the Doctor Who bandwagon through Amazon. Cringe. But we're well into the 2014 series.
Oh, wow.
I'm worried. The end is nigh.
You're going to be stuck like the rest of us soon, waiting for the next one to start.
We still have all the old series to go through yet, but yeah. So I'm taking it. The season 9 has not started yet.
No, I'm not sure when it's going to start. I haven't heard anything.
Should be a new Sherlock Holmes too.
No, I think Sherlock Holmes is next year.
Well, still new.
Yeah, but next year. I don't think they're putting one out. They're both too busy making frickin' movies.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected. Yeah.
So
I will say, though, that we continue to try. This is a experiment, expensive one compared to Netflix. And holy cow, Netflix has just got it all over Amazon, at least for our internet works. I don't know if it's everywhere else. Though the more people I talk to, they all seem to have the same experience.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the hiccups, the Amazon hiccups, and the bleeps, and the blurps, and the farts?
And the bad resolution?
Yeah, it just goes digital.
Yeah.
Starts going into Minecraft mode, as I like to say.
Yeah, Minecraft, I like that. That's good.
All of a sudden, everybody's blocks of pixels.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's my Minecraft imitation of the time.
That was good. That was good. It's like 64-bit Amazon.
Yeah. You hit it right on the nail.
Oh, Doctor Who theme in 8-bit. That'd be cool. Okay.
And Barty, you want to talk about Dark Matter?
Yeah, I'm still continuing to watch that show.
Me too.
And I still continue to like it. I like it a lot. It's, you know, I think that... there's a lot of shows that, you know, produced by major studios that do things better. But for a studio this size, these guys are really kicking ass. Mm-hmm. It's a great story, and they have me really captivated. But then again, you know, I'm really quite of a sci-fi head guy. So, you know, I get into this kind of thing. And I think that the plot development and the character development is pretty good. The other show that I'm watching, and this is on Amazon Video, is Deliverance. I'm enjoying that. Now that season 2 is free because...
Wait a minute. Deliverance or Defiance?
Defiance. You're right.
I'm about to say, wait.
I'm on here, Pencil.
Nair.
Well, there's a lot of that out here, I got to tell you. But,
I love Defiance.
Yeah, it is really cool, and I watched the first season, but I didn't watch the second season because you had to pay for it. But now on Amazon Prime, the second season is free, and you got to pay for the third. So I'm now getting into the second season, and I still think this is still a pretty good story.
Yep.
Some of the writing is starting to get kind of weak and a little old. I'm hoping that the third season kind of picks up.
It does,
because it's. The second, oh, good, good. Because the second season seemed to kind of slack a little bit from the first. The first season was really awesome, a lot of good movement, a lot of development and characters, and a lot of new information about the environment and all that. And the second season, so far, it seems to be more
bogged down
in political crap.
It gets better at the end.
Oh, goodness. I'm glad to hear that, Barry. I'm glad to hear that, because I was like, oh, man, I am glad I didn't pay for this crap last year, because I was so close to paying, you know, whatever the fee was. But I figured, nah, I'll just wait till it's free. And I'm glad I did, because this season really is not as good as the first season. But it is interesting, and I am enjoying it.
Yeah, and I got to say, I'm caught up. I'm on season 3, and man, I can't stand waiting for shows to come out, you know, every week. I like marathoning shows.
I really do. I'm with you. You know, and one of the biggest gripes I have is I really wish I didn't have to stream it. I wish I could, like, download it to the device in a high-def kind of version and be able to watch it later. Whereas right now, I have to stream it, and it's all in standard def, which is, you know, crappy looking, to be plain and simple about it, you know. And there is no download option available anywhere. Like the original Apple TV, you could download high-def shows to your Apple TV and then watch it later, right? Mm-hmm. Because it had an internal hard drive. Huh. The new Apple TV doesn't have that. It's all stream only.
Yep.
Which, if you have a high bandwidth internet connection, you're good to go. It's not a problem. But I ain't got that. You know, I got a small pipe about the size of a straw that I'm sucking shit through.
Plex, you know? Money, Plex. Set yourself up a Plex server. Get yourself a magic antenna and Plex.
Yeah, I'll talk to you more about that later. I'll hit you up in Hamilton about that.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's see. Michael.
Michael.
Caught me off guard.
Yeah, well, you put something under entertainment last month.
Oh, yes. Okay, that was last minute thing, but yes. As I'm catching up on other shows, I caught the latest episode of New Hampshire After Hours, and my comment there is, Mel and the rest of the crew, you actually really have to try a whole lot harder to really offend us. We just got to make a thing out of it. So that's in regard, you know, Mel actually did a call out about us getting upset about the senile thing. I'm like, what? No. That's not upset.
No. Absolutely.
All the old men, that would be those guys, not me.
We're enjoying Mel.
By the way, I just got to say, what senile thing?
I don't know. How many episodes ago was that?
Did she talk about senile? Who's senile?
I don't know.
Chew your food back.
Yeah. What? And Mel and the rest of the crew, we enjoy the hell out of your show. So
Absolutely.
It is a pretty good show.
I like it. I look forward to it when it comes down the pipe.
Even though one of you doesn't listen to us, but... We listen to you. So.
Actually, no, it's kind of funny. In a manner of speaking, in a wrong way, my wife doesn't like that show.
Really?
Nope. She said she likes two out of the three of the hosts. One of them just drives her insane, and she doesn't want to listen. And I thought, well, that's, I guess, good in a way. I don't know.
I mean, I love it.
Thought it was pissing people off one person at a time.
There you go.
So they've achieved the goal.
That's
there you go.
And I'm like, I love the show. So, but it's one of the shows. So when we're going places together, I don't play the show in the car.
Oh, does that mean I got 15 hours of it? To
Hamilton? No, I listen to my earbuds.
You already done that.
Yeah, I've actually caught up on them.
You have 15 hours. Yes, in our 8-hour drive, you'll have 15 hours worth of it.
Actually, I'm probably more caught up on it than you are. At least last week I was.
Yeah, I didn't listen to last week's show yet.
Yeah, see?
Although I am really impressed that Mel has decided to go back and listen to us from episode 1.
Yes, she is. That, yes. I even had to put, I even had to repost episode 55, which for some reason it was missing. So.
Well, Michael, by the way, $155 for a compressor.
Yeah. Unless, of course, that's, it's a Prius.
Every and that'll be new.
200 and...
That is a... It doesn't specify. Looks like it's a rebuild.
That's what I would guess.
It looks like a rebuild, and that is an internet price. Although there are a few of them coming in at $130.
Here, we stopped that.
Sorry, I'm tired. And we're growing long.
Ditto.
Yeah.
So we probably need to wrap this up because we are trying to get them shorter.
Yes.
We've been doing 3 hours really, all the time.
I've been a jerk about it. I keep saying, cut it short. Okay, let's move on.
But we do have a musical guest. We're starting the month of Barty music this week. And tonight's musical guest is The Beatles, or are The Beatles, and the song All You Need Is Love. And we'll have several other from Barty as we celebrate the month of Barty music. So, and then we'll have either the month of Joel or the month of Michael after that, because frankly you're probably sick after 4 years of me. Is it 4 years? 5 years? 4 years? Yeah, we've been doing five.
Oh, the top 40 just blows.
As he said, as his first song he picks is All You Need Is Love. Okay, Barty.
Yeah, but it's The Beatles. It doesn't matter. It's The Beatles.
Okay.
Just ask the Scarborough dude. I mean, Ken. The Beatles are it.
I agree. I totally agree. But, we got to say to our military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, stay safe, be careful, and thanks for what you're doing out there. And usually I say, and especially you OCONUS guys, be careful, but you CONUS guys, be careful.
Yeah, our hearts go out to the families of those Marines at the recruiting center.
And the sailor, too, because the sailor passed away this morning after surgery. So the one that was injured it passed away today.
Jeez.
So how about that? Gee, our military can't have their weapons with them. You know, the most trained people with weapons, and they can't even protect themselves. They actually had police standing out in front of.
One place had a civilian who armed up with his AK-47 and stood guard for the recruiters outside of the office.
Yeah. I mean, how stupid is that? Anyway, okay. So, but be careful, guys, out there. And you OCONUS guys, we hope you get home to your families and friends real soon. And until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. So, with that... From the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, I'm Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, at least for a little while longer, this is Joel.
And from central New York, this is Barty.
And from Studio V at 10:40 at night, and it's almost dark out, this is Michael, the virtual Eber.
And that's it for 188. 189. Somehow next week. Not sure what it's going to be. There's going to be probably several things before that as the road trip continues or starts. And then we'll have the Marshall McLuhan Roundtable.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes. So we'll see you all next week. Until then, here are The Beatles.
nothing to say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
QRM outtakes.
Yeah.
And we're recording, so who wants to do their lines first?
Well, I can do mine, but how do you want me to camp it up? Or just do a couple versions?
Just do a couple versions.
Okay. Take one. I love those LED light-up angels for the Christmas tree.
Hey, I can order some Christmas ham.
Ew! Look at the lovely Santa and 8 tiny reindeer figurines.
I have got to get some of those perpetually... Oh, God. I didn't read mine.
Always got to be one of us.
Just leave it in there.
Let me read it first. Oh, okay. I have got to get me...
Snowboat.
I have...
Rum. There's no substitute.
I have got to get me some of those perpetually spinning dreidels for my Jewish friends. They're a real hoot. All right, that's good.
Ew, look at those lovely Santa and 8 tiny reindeer figurines. Take two.
I love those LED light-up angels for the Christmas tree.
Hey, I can get some Christmas ham.
I'm not doing mine again because I'm just screwed
up. Long enough the first time, right?
I gotta get me some of those perpetual spinning dreidels from my Jewish friends. They're a real hoot.
You just have to show them up, don't you?
I don't choke when in front of a microphone.
That's because it was the first time I read it.
But you wrote it.
Yeah, about 3 months Reddit. Ago.
With the comic book guy, ew, because the ew is just, you can work with the ew. Ew, look at the lovely Santa and eight tiny reindeer figurines. You know, that's more of a take three comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah, well, I can always mix and match, too. That's what I like about
it. Yes, it's true.
That's why I like Audition. It gives me, okay, let me do. I have got to get me some of those perpetually spinning dreidels for my Jewish friends. They're a real hoot. Okay, there I did.
That was a good one.
All right, I think that's good enough. Unless somebody
Hello,
wants to.
Oh, look at the lovely Santa and tiny reindeer figurines.
Do that again.
Nope, you got
it. The first
no, time. I walked on it, so do it again.
Oh, all right. One, two, three. Hello, look at the lovely Santa and tiny little reindeer figurines.
Excellent.
Oh, man.
You got to have fun with it.
Samson, speak. Good boy.